plane search crews change focus.
700 miles northeast of the original area.
Reality check in the deadly Washington mud.
After so many days, we just have to face the facts.
Firings in nuclear cheating scandal.
We're taking bold action.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Is it a break in the hunt for Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 or another disappointment? Based on a new analysis, search teams in the Indian Ocean have shifted their focus. Australian transport official Martin Dolan says they're now scouring the water closer to Australia by some 700 miles.
The plane was travelling faster than was previously estimated, resulting in increased fuel usage and reducing the possible distance it travelled south into the Indian Ocean.
A search plane has spotted objects in that new area, but they might not be retrieved until tomorrow. CBS's Holly Williams is in Perth, Australia.
The new search area is less affected by the strong winds and heavy rains that have slowed down the teams combing the southern Indian Ocean for wreckage. But this is frustrating for the crews, who have already spent a week scouring a search area that investigators now think is hundreds of miles from where the Boeing 777 went down.
Here at home, officials are expected to raise the death toll later today in the Washington State mudslide. 26 are known dead now, 90 unaccounted for. Laura Harris's parents are on that list.
I would just hold them and tell them I love them and I'd give anything to just laugh with them one more time.
Chris Martin of the National Guard is working with search teams.
If you could imagine houses, trees, and a bunch of mud put in a blender and run for a bit and then dump back on the ground, that's what it looks like.
Volunteer Pete Stewart says a lot of what he's seen hits very close to home.
Going through the rubble, I see the exact same thing that's in my house, my little ponies. That's what makes it tough.
KIRO Radio's Brandy Cruz.
You can hear those chainsaws in the background, and these are actually local folks out here that are helping with these search and rescue efforts. They're clearing trees, they're moving trees. In front of me are two giant pieces of machinery. I saw one of them pick up a car. I mean, it was barely distinguishable as a car. It was completely mangled. If I hadn't seen a tire, I wouldn't have known it was a car at all. It's very difficult to navigate. Oh, this terrain down here, I just got my whole boot stuck in the mud. I have no idea how these search and rescue personnel are able to navigate this area.
President Obama today calling on Russia to move its troops away from Ukraine's eastern border and open talks with the new government in Kiev.
You've seen a range of troops massing along that border under the guise of military exercises, but these are not what Russia would normally be doing.
The president spoke to CBS's Scott Pelley for tonight's Evening News a day after meeting with Pope Francis.
He projects the kind of humility and kindness that is consistent with my understanding, at least, of Jesus' teachings. And I suspect, my sense is that he's a little bit uncomfortable with all the trappings being Pope.
Just days before the enrollment deadline, the White House says 6 million people have signed up for Obamacare, but a new poll finds just 26% support it. 9 mid-level commanders at a Montana Air Force base have been fired, a 10th will retire, and more than 80 nuclear missile launch officers face disciplinary action. It's all tied to the cheating scandal on proficiency tests.
We're not just putting a fresh coat of paint on this. There will be extensive changes to the way we build, teach, train, develop, and lead our crew force.
Lieutenant General Stephen Wilson says it's believed the cheating went on for 2 years. A top House Republican says he won't seek re-election. Michigan's Mike Rogers chairs the House Intelligence Committee. There are fresh calls for stepped-up screening and research after the new government estimate that 1 in 68 children in this country has autism. That's a 30% increase over 2 years. Michael Rosenoff is with the group Autism Speaks.
The approach that the CDC uses is based on medical and service records. So that's why we believe that part of the increase in prevalence is due to better detection of autism. Better records and more records lead to higher prevalence.
Autism is more prevalent in boys. Most kids are diagnosed after they turn 4. Doctors say earlier detection can lead to better outcomes. Just released health reports look at heart disease and cholesterol. Here's CBS's Barry Bagnato.
The road to heart disease begins early in life. So should prevention, two new studies show. Minneapolis Heart Institute Dr. Michael Medima found women in their 20s can get a head start on keeping their arteries clear.
Young women who ate about 8 servings of fruit and vegetables per day were 40% less likely to have any plaque in their arteries 20 years later compared to women who consumed about 3 to 4 servings per day.
Surprisingly, in this study, the same benefit wasn't found in men, but Medima believes fruits and vegetables do help them prevent heart problems and maybe cancer. Another study being presented at the American College of Cardiology conference finds 3 out of 10 children between the ages of 9 and 11 have either borderline or high cholesterol. Medications aren't recommended for kids this young. Healthier diet and exercise habits are. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
The Baltimore Museum of Art is set to display an original Renoir 63 years after it was stolen. The small painting called On the Shore of the Seine is just 5.5 by 9 inches. Museum curator Katie Rothkopf calls it a little jewel.
Wherever it had been well cared for, so we were thrilled about that.
Where it has been is a bit of a mystery. It did turn up 2 years ago when a woman says she bought it for $7 at a flea market. A judge ordered it returned to the Baltimore Museum earlier this year. Well, the man considered baseball's best hitter has hit it rich. The Detroit Tigers and Miguel Cabrera are said to have agreed on a 10-year, $292 million contract. Matt Snyder of CBSSports.com says there are 2 additional vesting years that could bring the deal to $352 million.
He's the best hitter in baseball, and it's actually not close. He has been the best hitter in baseball the past 2 years. He's right in the middle of his prime. He's not showing any signs right now of slowing down.
Cabrera is 31 years old and a 2-time American League MVP. Number 1 seeds Arizona and Florida advanced to the Elite Eight of the NCAA college basketball tournament. Also winning last night, Wisconsin and Dayton. Police in Dayton report 28 arrests in street celebrations. In pro basketball, the Philadelphia 76ers have tied the NBA mark for futility. Last night's 22-point loss to Houston was the team's 26th in a row. Big money has been spent for some prominent strings.
The Fender Stratocaster, favored by Jimi Hendrix, is known as the guitar that changed the world. Now the very first production model from 1954 has been purchased for $250,000. It was sold on consignment by a Nashville guitar shop to an anonymous buyer. A much older string instrument, a Stradivarius viola from 1719, is being offered for sale by Sotheby's in New York, which estimates it'll go for more than $45 million. That would be a record for any musical instrument. Bill Whitney, CBS News.
About 1,000 people turned out last night in Palm Springs, California, to say goodbye to a 26-foot-tall statue of Marilyn Monroe in the famous blowing skirt pose. It's been quite a tourist draw there for the past 2 years. It's now headed to a New Jersey exhibit. And that's the World News Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kaif, CBS News.